Hello, and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am Yolanda McTeer, your host and creator. Today is Sunday, December 6, 2020. Happy holidays to everyone. We have made it. We are here. God has blessed us, kept us, carried us, provided for us, and made a way for us. For all his believers, true worshipers, those who love him and keep him first. For those who don't know God and wanting to seek him, but are steadily being torn, don't let the negativity stray you. God will prevail. He may be slow, but he's always on time. Today, I'm not going to talk long. I'm just going to speak to you to give you encouragement, inspiration, and motivation. As we are enduring something like never before, the world has been devastated, turned upside down, shaken, stirred, torn, broken, busted, disgusted, and uncertainty of how this will ever turn around. That is, of course, the pandemic, which the pandemic is prevalent over a whole world, a disease, that's what the meaning is, prevalent over a whole world. But remember, God will allow things to happen to get your attention. For all worshipers, believers, and those who keep God first, like myself, we have been in many, many, many storms, trials, isolations, uncertainties. Many of us have been stripped of everything, lost things, lost loved ones, didn't have anyone to help us, didn't know how, when, or where, but we made it through. Now, many people who worshiped money, worshiped cars, worshiped designer clothes, solely trusted in man, solely trusted in these jobs, solely trusted in the government, are in shock. And this is God's way of getting these people's attention. Just like God's word says, there will never be a power greater than God. And like his word says, I am that I am. Trust in no man but God. So for those of you who are still trying to figure out what man is going to do for you, you need to throw that away. Throw that mindset away. Throw that mentality away. Throw that thinking away. Man cannot help you. As you can see, our leader, the good old 45th president, you praised him, you worshiped him, you made him your idol god, and you saw what he did for you. He let you down. He doesn't care about anybody but himself, his money, and those who have money. He's a liar, a trickster, a user, and a manipulator. But remember, God can see what we can't see. God knows our hearts. So all that paying that he was doing for his spiritual advisor, Paula White, he should have saved his money. Because her anointing did not destroy the yoke. She doesn't have the power and connection to God to prophesy an election. She allowed money, fame, wanting to be seen, wanting to be heard, and wanting to be put on a pedestal to override God. God is not mocked. God doesn't take a back seat to anybody. and he darn sure doesn't adhere to what you command him to do. God will do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. Just like his word says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. But if you trust him and allow him to guide you and provide for you, he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. And just like Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time for everything. A time for everything. And the world is changing. And God is allowing it to change. This is the time. And nobody, no power, and no president can change that. God sees everything. He hears everything. So now it is a groundbreaking determination of your life and your choice. Will you be left behind, or will you go forward in the kingdom of righteousness? The exposure that God has done this year to so many people who you looked up to, who you worshiped, who you praised, who you idolized, who you darn near killed yourself trying to be like, you found out they were frauds. They were putting on a facade. It wasn't as much money as you thought. But trust me, I said this months ago, and I'm saying it again. In prayer this morning, God said, I'm not done. I'm still exposing, and I will expose those who are and who have sold their soul to the devil and using my name sparingly as a mockery to make people think that they love me, they keep me first, they praise me, and they worship me, when I am nowhere in their heart, their soul, their spirit, their everyday living, in their household, in their teachings, and in their giving. Now that's powerful. God said, I'm tired. All these years, but a day to God is 1,000 years. God has sat back and watched. He's watched all this foolishness. And now he has said, let's pull the curtains back and let the sun shine on all the darkness. So if you don't have yourself in preparation to accept God and keep him first and get to know him better, you're not going to like the ending. God's sons and daughters will always be taken care of. I don't care if it's a pandemic, a tsunami, a hurricane. It doesn't matter. He will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Now, many of you may ask, well, why did many of God's children who kept him first and loved him, did they die this year? Because it is in his word. He gave us life and then there will be death. There's nothing we can do to avoid that. But it is when we die, do we elevate to heaven or do we burn in hell? Nobody has an expiration date but God. All of us are in his book. The date for our ending of our lives is stamped in his book. You, me, nobody knows when each other's last day or anyone on this earth's last day will be and how they will leave. That is solely up to God. And I said it before and I'm going to say it again. A lot of people in 2020 have a choice. This ideology, looking down on people, judging people, thinking you're better than, they are less than, is so overrated. nothing, and I do repeat nothing, will return back 100% normal. God has said that. God said, now is the time that I'm going to elevate my children. I'm going to elevate my sons and daughters who stood for me, who went through it, just like my son Job, just like my son Joseph, just like my daughter Esther, just like my son Noah, just like Moses. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. See, there's many people in this pandemic that are pissed off. When they see the Shekinah glow of God on you, because they can see it, they're mad because they feel like, oh, well, he or she is not suffering, but I am. Unfortunately, here's what you don't know. Many of God's children have already been through literal hell. We have been through a pandemic, but it wasn't a disease. It was a pandemic of destruction. It was a pandemic that took our whole life into a whirlwind when all we could do was cry and ask God why. How long? How much longer? Everybody's celebrating. Everybody else is elevating. Everybody else is living good, riding good, smelling good, feeling good. Here I am, Lord, just like many are today in the pandemic. Here I am, Lord, busted, broke, disgusted. I don't have. I lost everything. I don't have a job. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Everyone I come in contact with is like they have a heart of Pharaoh. It's hardened against me. Lord, how long? People laughing at you when you were going through. People laughing at you, trying to say, oh, you look a mess, and where is your God now? But see, God has a sense of humor unlike man. Those years ago, including myself, when I was going through those storms and trials that I'm talking about, before the pandemic hit. See, God had me in my season then to prepare me for now in this season. Don't get me wrong. All of God's sons and daughters who have gone through major trials and storms and tribulations prior to the pandemic, this is why God carries us and keeps us and blesses us beyond measure in this pandemic, because we are still humble. We're not looking down on anybody. We're still praising God, praying for people that he make a way out of no way, doing nice things for people, blessing people. And even in our own circumstances, which may not be as great as others, we still call on the name of Jesus. We still say, God, if it had not been for you by my side, what would I do? God, please help me and continue to provide. And these are the things that God honors. God knows your heart. He hears your prayers. And it is so important that in these uncertain times that you stop, especially God's sons and daughters, you stop allowing distraction to take you off your course. Stop allowing distractions, low vibrational energy, vampires that just want to suck on your gift and your anointing, that just want to pull on you to come into your life and take you off your course for where God is taking you and the continuation of your journey. And this is where continual prayer brings you to the elevation of discernment. So when you see these distractions come towards you, you say, oh no, I'm good, no thank you. And you stand firm. Because remember, the devil is not sad, he's crafty. And he loves to prepare, not what you don't like, but what you do like and dress it up. He loves to try and make you think because there's a storm or a trial or a little turbulence, God is not going to answer you. But once again, I've never seen a power greater than God. Me, myself, so much family betrayal has been exposed to me in 2020. I should be cussing like a sailor. I should be mad as I don't know what. But I told God, thank you. Thank you. Because just like you exposed Joseph's brothers for selling him, now that you have exposed all the family betrayal, and I'm sure there's more to come, God, I'm humble before you. God, your word says love your enemies, but you don't have to deal with them. And that includes your family. And this is where God says, all is well, my daughter. You have to learn there's no limitations or restrictions on who will betray you. It will include your family. And that's why many people, you miss the mark of your blessings because you so hung up on titles that it's your family. Don't matter. They will betray you also. But it's how you handle it and deal with it and move on. See, remember, the enemy ain't coming after nothing that's not a threat. The enemy's not attacking nothing that God hasn't appointed and anointed. Joseph's brothers didn't attack each other. They attacked Joseph because of his gifts. Job's friends didn't attack other people. They attacked Job because of his gift. So when you remain under attack, count it all joy. Because what God has given you, the enemy is pissed off. But here's just like God's vessels in the Bible, there's nothing the enemy can do. Because once God has chosen you and anointed you, there's no power greater than God. And let me speak on this, and I'm going to do another show on it on its entirety. All this idol worship, all this tricks of the mind, thinking you can bind somebody, thinking you're going to lure somebody, thinking you're going to stop somebody, is a pure hallucination and abomination to God's chosen children. Now, for those souls who don't belong to God and worship darkness, then hey, it probably will work. But when a man or a woman belongs to God, keeps God's first, loves him, and is his chosen vessel, none of that will work. You are not going to ever be successful in making no man or woman come to you, be with you, want you, and not be with nobody else. That's a waste of your breath and your money. Save your money, honey. Because I'm going to tell you something. Having walked on the side of darkness, oh, I had my season. I had one foot in with God. I had one foot in darkness. You don't ever, ever, ever want to mess with God's chosen. And trust me, people that you paying to try and work some evil on somebody, they can see God's chosen. So that's why when all hell breaks loose in your life, and it hits the fans, and you have no victory, you're trying to figure out why it didn't work, and they still okay? Because they have went and cleansed themselves after your hallucinated mind self have left out of their presence. Because they know it's not going to work. The spirit know the spirit by the spirit. So in 2020, God says going into 2021, get your mind right. If someone don't like you, accept it. Someone don't want you, accept it. What God has prepared for them, know this for certain. One thing for certain and two things for sure. If God be for them, nobody on this earth can ever win against them. Get yourself a cup of coffee, get yourself a drink, and sit down. And here's another thing to give you some insight on. Because somebody realizes that you ain't their cup of tea, your character is nasty, you not what they looking for, they not attracted to you, they don't like you, or whatever the case is, your time is up in their life. Ain't no backtracking. And once somebody is really, really in a place with God, they're not backtracking because God has already showed them. That person is not for you. Move on. Like Sodom and Gomorrah. God's children know. We don't turn back, honey. It's over. It's done. So all that you wishing for and all that you praying for against them, you have opened the door for God to tell the devil to send it back to you. So now you can enjoy the misery that you tried to place on them. Because I ain't never, ever seen God's children and God lose a battle yet. And also take home the medal for winning the war. It is really sad. And there's so many people that are tormented running around here because you're in darkness. And the person that you call yourself working on is in darkness, that there ends up being a triple homicide. You get killed, they get killed, your children get killed, because it doesn't end well. And like I said before, darkness and light are not friends. And I heard Creflo teach this, Creflo Dollar, many, many years ago. I was living in Fayetteville, Georgia, and I would drive up to his church every Sunday in that season. He taught a sermon. He said, stop looking at God's vessels of what they do and what you're trying to do. God allows his vessels to do many things because their mess has to become their message. So I'm saying this to you today. Me spending my time in darkness, God had to take me there because now it's part of my message. You can't go there because you don't know God. God has not appointed you. You don't even acknowledge God. You disrespect God. So God punishes you. And no, I don't feel sorry for you because it's all about choices. So in getting all in life, get understanding. Use wisdom. Heavenly Father, I glorify your name. Heavenly Father, every day I give you praise. Heavenly Father, I love you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I worship you. I magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I give you the praise. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to this new segment here at Empowerment for All, my podcast. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. Remember, keep God first, and no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. Follow me on social media follow me on social media on Twitter at capital Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T as in tomorrow, IER. Follow me on Instagram at sassy, S-A-S-S-Y, elite me. Facebook, Yolanda McTeer. I don't do Facebook too often, but I will stop by and post every now and then. For those of you who wanting to know how it feels when you have lost it all, just like what you're dealing with right now, buy my book as a inspiration to you. No matter if you go to the edge of the ledge, God will not let you jump. The Tragic Times of a Woman, available through Barnes & Noble and Amazon, or click the link in my bios on my social media. God bless you. Stay focused. Stay in prayer. And know that if God be for you, nobody, and I do repeat, nobody, can ever be against you. Bye now.